Hello and welcome to the San Carlos Blog Podcast. My name is Bob Burdell and I am a realtor in downtown San Carlos at Dwell Realtors. And I am very pleased to have with me today my longtime friend, Adam Rack, who is running for city council. Adam, welcome.
Thanks, Bob. Happy to be here.
Well, I was thinking the other day that I first met Adam when our daughters were going to kindergarten together over at Britton Acres, which unfortunately seems like a very long time ago at this point, as they're both now driving, getting ready for college. And I think we've slowly kind of made the progression to one of the older generations in San Carlos. It's a tough thing to think about, but I think we're there. Wouldn't you agree?
We are making our way there for sure.
Okay. All right. So obviously I wanted to have Adam on. I have a few questions for him. And I decided that when we started talking about doing this podcast, that the questions I would ask you are going to have absolutely nothing to do with the campaign at all.
Okay.
Adam has a little bit of
fair enough.
He has a very panicked look on his face right now.
I'm a little bit worried what you might be asking me.
That's okay. I feel that, and if you want to see Adam's stance on all of the issues, we have a link to his site, and you can certainly read about that. But I think if you were to know Adam the way I know Adam, certainly on a personal level, there would be a no-brainer in terms of his qualifications or suitability to lead San Carlos. Okay, so we're going to start off with a true-false question. Are you ready?
I think so. Okay.
Was your original campaign slogan, "Make San Carlos Great Again"?
False.
Okay. So, all right. All right, just trying to loosen you up. All right, so talk to me about growing up back east and making your way out to San Carlos.
Sure, so I grew up in Connecticut and in a town that was similar in terms of, I would say, culture of San Carlos, much about half the size, but fairly, very family-oriented, community-focused, good sort of roots in the community. And it's one that's maybe not thrived as well as San Carlos. So it's one that's struggled a little bit. I mean, if you look at the downtown there compared to here, it's sort of night and day. And it's unfortunate, but a good community. And then made my way to D.C. where I met my wife, Allison. I like to say I both married well and then married into San Carlos, which was an extra bonus. And been out here in St. Carlos for 17 years, Redwood City for a couple years before that, and it's really been a great place to live. And I love St. Carlos and love living in St. Carlos.
So talk to me about the college years. Where did you go to college? And tell everybody a little bit about that experience.
Sure. So I went to school in D.C., went to George Washington University. And
that's a Division IV school, right?
Division I. I played baseball for 1 year there, got in all of four whole innings of my collegiate career, so I can take credit for that. We did get an NCAA ring because we won our conference and went to the NCAAs, but interned on Capitol Hill and actually worked on Capitol Hill, too, for 6 years before I moved out here after college.
I have no right to talk. I mean, Santa Clara doesn't have a football team.
Well, GW doesn't either. I like to say we haven't lost a game in, like, 50 years.
There you go. So that's the right way to say it. Okay, and you mentioned your lovely wife, Allison, and tell us how you met Allison.
Oh, sure. So we were both working on Capitol Hill, and one of the things they do is have co-ed after work, you know, sort of softball on the mall, which is pretty much how I met her. We were in different offices and met there playing softball together after work.
So she saw your softball abilities and still agreed to go out with you, is what you're saying.
Yes, which was, fortunate for me.
Okay. All right. So, off topic a little bit here. On a scale of 1 to 10, I need you to rate your dancing ability. So, you're at a wedding, you're at the disco or wherever you may be. On a scale of 1 to 10,
wow.
10 being...
I think with some practice, I can get to a higher number. I'd probably put myself at a 4 or 5. But, I will tell you that, one of my oldest daughter did dance and do ballet in the Nutcracker. And I did do 2 years of the Nutcracker. So I can, maybe not, I do some ballroom dancing maybe. Yeah. I might give myself a little more credit for that. If you got me on a dance floor at a wedding, probably a 4 or 5.
All right. Fair enough. All right. So give me the best show on television right now, and including Netflix, Hulu, whatever you want to
do. Oh, my goodness.
What's Adam watching?
Well, I haven't had much time to watch TV these days, so I don't know that I'm a good good person for that. But I'll say, you know, I tend to like sort of more historical kind of things, and probably one of the things that when I watched recently was Godless on Netflix, and enjoyed watching that.
That's a good one. All right, give me the politician you admire most.
Oh my goodness, that's a tough one. I guess I'd kind of say, I'm going to say Churchill. I know that may be kind of a, you know, people go for that, but someone who kind of was willing to kind of step out, pushing from a courageous standpoint, kind of, even if you're not sort of in the most popular people around, you're willing to make the choices you need to make.
Good answer. Okay. All right. So now I'm going to let you talk just a little bit about San Carlos. Okay. Can I complete this phrase? The best thing about San Carlos is blank.
The people and the community.
Okay. If you had to isolate one thing that San Carlos could improve on, it is blank.
I think it's addressing some of the transportation challenges that we have of getting in and around town.
It's a tough one for sure. Okay, so tell us something. Tell us, maybe somebody out there right now in the community is, they see your stuff online and they've read your quotes and they know a little bit. Tell us one thing you would really want the San Carlos community to know about Adam. What would you really want them to know?
Sure. I think I'm very sort of bullish on San Carlos and always have been. I feel like it's, we have lots of opportunities, and I'm a, sort of a half-full kind of person. I think that we've got challenges we have to deal with, but I think there's also really tremendous opportunities that we have to look at. We have places to showcase in town that are fantastic. I think about the industrial arts area where you've got some of the wineries and breweries. I'd love to see how we can do some work to help kind of clean that up a little bit, get some more lighting and sidewalks and landscaping, and get a couple restaurants in there. There's other places to showcase. And I think there's other areas that are commercial already that we can help to kind of update, and South Laurel and others, to really make San Carlos an even better place to live, work, and visit.
Okay, fair enough. If you had to pick, if you were fortunate enough to be elected and you had to pick, look, we've got to get X done. What is it?
Oh, that's a tough question, Bob. And people have asked me that one. It's I don't know if I'd say there's one thing. I think there's making sure, and it's a little bit broader area, that the infrastructure, the community can sustain the growth that we're facing. I worry about having enough affordable housing for people. You've got teachers and public service workers, healthcare workers who. And restaurant workers who can't afford to live here. And if we can't keep that infrastructure in place, I think we're going to have some real challenges that will be very difficult to overcome.
Very good. Well, Adam, we said we were going to keep this under 10 minutes, and we're just about there. And for those of you out there that have followed, have been kind enough to follow my blog and over the years, and very appreciative of that, Adam has my overwhelming support. I've known him a long time. He is just a really good guy, a sharp guy, has San Carlos interests at the top of his list, and he obviously certainly has my highest endorsement. And whether that helps or hurts you, I don't know. But
I guess we'll find out, Bob.
I guess we'll find out. All right. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks.